Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today it's the big screen adaptation of the memoir of Cheryl Strayed, and it's called Wild.
This is the story of a woman who is dealing with grief over the death of her mother, a divorce, and she decides to take this long trek along the Pacific Crest Trail to work things out. However, it's very meandering.
Reese Witherspoon, an Oscar-winning actress, gives a very strong performance. She plays a woman who has, as you said, gone through a lot of life's problems, and she's gone through also a series of one-night stands and figures she needs to get her head on straight. So she takes this cathartic journey along this very grueling trail.
Yes.
And she learns a lot about herself. My problem is I didn't learn a lot about her. She may have learned about herself, but it wasn't illuminating for me.
You just said it. That was it. It didn't come across. I read the book, so I understood what was happening, but I don't think a person watching this film, if they hadn't read the book, I don't think they could catch the nuances of what's really happening to this woman.
It's lovingly produced, mm-hmm. well directed. Mm-hmm. I just wish that it had had more to say to me, but I was wondering when I saw it if it might be more of a gender thing.
No, because I didn't feel close to the main character as I did when I was reading the story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the problem was the plot line went through the course of showing flashbacks, and the flashbacks weren't on long enough to catch the drift of what the story was.
I think this may be a sterling example of something that works well on the page that just doesn't translate to the big screen.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.